broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Nothing?
No.
Zero. No, that is not, you don't come into this.
Well, that's the first song that came up. You have to kind of tell us before we go on the air if you want a song.
It is a great song.
We have 10,000 songs. All you have to do is say, can you get us a song in the next minute?
After the Lovin' is a great song by Engelbert Humperdinck. You gonna turn Fee's mic on or not, Reese? How about now? Can we hear
you? Hello.
Hey,
Amanda,
Reese, you awake or what's going on? You ain't been here for a month.
He forgot how to turn it off. Up and down.
Jeez, no. Reese, the heck?
It's okay.
No, it ain't. All right, here's my. How you doing, buddy?
Not too bad. Eat some fantastic Wayne Street Market meat.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they got good stuff here. We got meat and cheese and everything from the Wayne Street Market. Mm-hmm. We know who our first round opponent is for the baseball.
We do.
What's it, Neil? You playing that or?
Yeah.
Oh.
You're getting like
a little bit,
so we're doing a dance.
A little La Bamba.
Yeah. Who sings La Bamba? Los Lobos.
Well,
Los Lobos?
Well.
Something like that.
Richie Valens did the original.
Richie. Yep. So. I'm finishing up this. Everybody out there listening? I don't
Pretty
think
good.
There's anybody listening. I'm finishing up this last bite.
We're dropping one out.
So it's baseball sectional time.
It's time.
Yeah. Friday. Open up, Reese. You ready?
Yep.
Then team is too, so.
Faustoria.
Go.
St. Wendelin.
St. Wendelin.
I don't think it is. I think it's Faustoria.
Just Faustoria. Other side of Finley?
Yeah, they got a long haul.
It's a road trip.
What time's it start?
Five.
Yeah.
They'll get out of school early. They'll be happy about that.
Yeah, they'll be happy. Indians, who's pitching?
I believe Cade.
Cade's pitching?
I believe.
Really?
I think that's what I heard.
So then how's that set up for the districts?
And Twaits will probably pitch Friday. Actually, Cade's pitching tomorrow.
Okay.
St. Mary's game, and then probably Nick, I would assume.
Right.
It's going to be Nick.
And then Nick will pitch the Kohler game. Kate will pitch OG.
Yep.
That makes sense. That sounds like
if we get that far.
So
let's hope so.
So let's before we start here, let's talk a little bit about Richard Allen Portsfee and laying our good buddy to rest yesterday. And
yes, sir.
And it was a tough week for all of us. And
it was.
Yeah. And
what a great guy, huh?
He was, and he was. You know, Rick was Rick. He the stories that you can tell about that crazy guy.
Everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, everybody. Everybody has a story.
They do. Ricky Recovery was
guy's been with everybody.
Yeah. And for, you know, it's funny because you like yesterday, it's all, you know, the young kids don't know Ricky.
No.
Like the Reese Bobs, you know, they've, you know.
They know who he is, but they don't know him.
So, you know, they don't understand that Ricky was a gym rat, that Rick was at every game, that Rick was
never
uptown till midnight every night. He was at every.
Any sporting event.
Junior high,
anything.
He was there. He was Mr. Fort Recovery, and he was.
Yeah.
He was one of a kind, and you know, we you know, if you looking back at Rick's life, and you know, him and Big P were buddies. But him and Big P became buddies when Big P owned a restaurant, probably even before that. But
yeah, probably right.
But when Big P bought Toby's restaurant, Ricky was his dishwasher, and they developed a bond. And Big P kind of took Ricky under his wing, and Neil, you was around for that, and you seen it, and I remember when I was a kid. Now I was little, and Big P and Ricky be over there bowling. on the bowling machine.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And they would, and Ricky could bowl.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was really good.
And Big B could bowl. And they would, they'd be sweating, and they'd be bowling and
going at it.
They'd be going at it. And I'll never forget, that was the first time I'd ever met Rick, was at the bowling on, Big P was bowling the bowling machine.
Ricky took that serious.
He did. Yeah, he did.
He was good at it.
Yeah, he was
very good at it.
And took that on to Wii bowling.
Yeah, remember his Wii bowling?
Oh, yeah.
he wasn't anybody.
Wii Smitty was talking a little bit about, he was carrying all that stuff out Saturday night at the manor, and Smitty looked at Marsha and goes, here's Ricky's Wii bowling that he never let one person play with over here. And I took it over there, and he played with it a little while, but nobody was allowed to play Wii bowling with Ricky's Wii. And, the fee, like we said yesterday, the stories that you heard and the laughs, and, you know, all of us, you can't help but get teary-eyed, and it was a beautiful deal. It was a Kathy.
It was Kathy
and Dan.
Kathy and Dan did it better than all you guys. You guys adopted him. And
lots and lots and lots of people.
If it wouldn't have been for Big P, I mean, who knows if Ricky would have lasted. I mean, his quality of life would have stunk.
Yeah.
You know, and man, he got to be, everybody took care of him. He was the best.
Ricky got put in the county home, put him in a county home after Rick's, I think his mom passed away.
Yeah.
And they put him in a county home, and I remember numerous of times.
Taking him back?
He was actually, now you think about this, okay? I took him back numerous times in my semi, hauling turkeys.
Yeah.
I mean, I could pull my Cooper truck back there. He could climb in and out of the truck. So, getting in and out of semi. I don't know how long ago that was, Fee.
Well, it's been a while.
But, I haven't drove semi for quite some time. But I remember he would come and we'd take him.
Everybody would take him up.
Yeah.
Yep. And you just hated.
Weigels would pick him up, go to games. I mean, Norby would get him to games.
He always felt bad for me. I'd take him back. Because he would go the last minute that he could.
Yeah.
He'd call me at 10 o'clock at night. Fee, you take me back. Yep, let's go.
Yeah.
Yep.
And there isn't, think about how many people hauled that guy somewhere in our town.
Yeah.
I'll bet it's 500 people.
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
Took him somewhere.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you couldn't help but love that guy. You couldn't help but.
We liked everybody.
Even
sometimes he's a little gruff and
he'd
give you a lot of grief.
Yes. But that's what you loved about him.
Yeah,
days.
Wednesday nights, he came up every Wednesday night up at the shop.
Yep. Absolutely.
And I went through today and got a few little blurbs that we can play whenever you decide you want to play a couple of things. Yeah. I got six or seven.
Yeah, play them throughout the night. And,
yep.
And when you look back at Chops and at the end, Kathy was, she was the one who was there, but Smitty. I can't say enough about Dan and Marcia Smith.
Those guys are troopers.
I mean, Dan Smith's. When you look at what he did for Portsea, that guy was but that's how Smitty is.
Yeah.
That's how Smitty is.
Yeah.
Smitty has a heart the size of this table.
Yep, I'm with you.
He will do anything.
I felt like, it almost seemed like when Big P passed, that's when Smitty said, I'll step up.
Absolutely.
I think, Big P kind of took, when he was there, like you said, he took him under his wing and he did everything. Him and Kath did everything. And then when we lost Big P, Smitty said, I'll take care of him. Everybody was kind of like, what are we going to do with Rick?
Right.
And
I think Kathy and Smitty had a bond.
Yeah.
They had a bond. And when Smitty could see that Rick was wearing on Kathy,
She needed
some help.
Yeah.
Some help. And he stepped up to the plate what them guys did for Ricky,
Yeah, it's fantastic.
You hear a lot of people talk about, the Stoglers and, it was Kathy Stogler and Amy Stogler and Dan Smith and Marcia Smith. That's the people who took care of Portsea.
That was the key.
Yeah. And they made his, they took care of him.
Invited him to their family events, Christmas and anything else, and Rick absolutely looked forward to that. Those were the highlights.
I've seen all the pictures of the babies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. I started thinking about half the people that were at his memorial, he probably held them at one point in time. I guarantee he held Cody and Kelsey, my kids.
Yeah, that's right.
I guarantee it. He was.
Yep.
And
he loved little kids.
Yeah, he was two doors down from us,
And when I look, you look at Don Kemper, and Don Kemper wrote this today.
It's fantastic.
As the Ford community loved Ricky Ports as much as Ricky loved the community. A quote on the card said it best. A small town is a big family. I'm very proud of my Fort Recovery roots, and yesterday reinforced that pride as well. And man, that's just a...
They're consenting.
Yeah, matter. That's right.
That's exactly right.
And, you know, we will always hold Portsy.
Yep, we'll never forget him.
In our hearts. And
you know, no doubt.
Ricky was... Well, you know, he was just simply Ricky Recovery.
He was.
Yeah, we're going to take a break and come right back. We're going to talk Indian sports right after this.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4848.
Be sure to stop in to Brick Street Tavern every Friday night for a Queen of Hearts drawing at 10 o'clock. You could win thousands of dollars if your name is drawn and you pick the Queen of Hearts. The pot just keeps getting bigger every week that we have no winner. Ask your server for tickets when you stop in for lunch. You have to be there to win the full amount, but even if you can't get there for the drawing on Friday night, you can still get 40% of the pot. So be sure to get your tickets for Brick Street Tavern's Queen of Hearts drawing and be ready to win some big bucks. You can stop by Brick Street anytime to buy your tickets. The drawing will be every Friday night at 10 o'clock.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Fort Recovery Merchants Cruise-In is coming up on Friday night, May 11th, presented by the Fort Streetcar Classics Car Club. Come check out a couple of hundred awesome cars on the brick street in downtown Fort Recovery from 6 to 10 p.m. It's one of the first events of spring, and it's always a great time. Lots of friends, lots of unique cars, great food will be available, and Slick and Rick will be spinning the oldies all night. Don't miss the annual Spring Cruise-In on the Brick Street in downtown Fort Recovery on Friday, May 11th from 6 to 10.
Mark your calendars for this year's Fort Recovery Harvest Jubilee, held June 13th through the 17th. This year's Jubilee features a variety of entertainment for the whole family, including a kickoff event on the Brick Street on Wednesday evening. It also includes live duck races and live bands each night. Other events include Cooper's Kitties Day, go-kart races, games, rides, chicken dinners, and the famous Fireman's Parade. For a full list of events, check us out on Facebook. Don't forget the Fort Recovery Harvest Jubilee, June 13th through the 17th at Ambassador Park in historic Fort Recovery.
Here's Rick's call-in to our post-game show after the football state championship game.
Yeah, hey, congrats, and to our radio announcers, but I gotta watch it on TV at the Manor today, and they had pizza, and they had pop, and they had beer, and chips, and salsa, and they said, come on home, Indians. I love it, I love it, I love it.
Here's Rick Cullen, Sharp.
I'm sorry, sorry, it's repeating itself, sorry.
Yeah,
I love it, I love it, I love it.
Love it, I love it, I love it.
I've got a few more of those that are just awesome.
Well, we got Thursday fee. We captured our first MAC championship, and yep. What a thrilling and
what a neat,
unbelievable day.
It's a great day. Great day. You know, we felt pretty good going in Thursday, but
yeah,
the Tuesday game was the battle last week, but Nick was Nick. Basically. He was really good, and our defense was good. We came out fast, scored a few runs right away, and then we got kind of a little lull there, but ended up run-rolling them.
Yeah.
And got us an MAC title.
Well, that's awesome. And you know, we had Jerry up here last week, and Jerry talked about, and, you know, you really couldn't talk too much about, you know, but, you know, we liked our chances against New Knoxville, and we come out and took care of business. Nick was tremendous. He retired way through another no-hitter, and he had 14 strikeouts, and one was a wild pitch, and he just overmatched New Knoxville. And, and he's a special player.
Yeah, he is some kind of player. I tell you what, he's and he deserves what he gets. Like, he's worked hard at it. You know, I've told you that before, Bobby. You know, he's the last one to leave. Usually he's you know, this spring he was in there lifting weights after we were done with practice. You know, we got a 2-hour practice, and he'd go over and start lifting weights. Yeah. It's like, wow. But that's how you get there, I think.
Right, I agree with you. And he deserves everything that's happened to him. And congratulations to Nick Twaits, who was named the MAC Player of the Year for the second year in a row. And also congratulations to Cade Wendell, first team. All-MAC. And congratulations to Ben Homan, honorable mention. And other than that, the rest of that list is an absolute joke.
Yeah, I thought so too. I mean, I thought we got stuff pretty good there.
Real bad.
I mean, like, when you look at that list, and there's 7 kids from Versailles on it, and they have 4 league losses, and one kid played half the year, and the other kid DH'd.
Yeah.
And Will Homan and Reese Rogers don't make that?
Exactly. That's
now, let me tell you something about Will Homan. He had 29 stolen bases. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He made one error in the outfield the last game. He batted .281 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Reese Rogers was 4-0 with a .08 ERA.
Mm-hmm.
Reese Rogers batted close to .300. We played the hardest schedule in the league.
Toughest schedule, absolutely.
Ain't nobody played harder schedule than we did.
No.
Right.
No.
And we get a homer and a hosing like that?
Yeah.
Ah, come on.
Yeah, I wasn't too happy with that.
Throw me out of the league. I don't care. That was terrible.
Yeah, I'm not too big
on
that.
And the thing that bugs me the most about that is that the coaches vote on that.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, you'd have to think. The teams that won the league, that would be the ones that probably had the most players. You would kind of think that.
And St. Henry got a pretty fair amount, what, 4 or 5, I think?
They had 4. Yeah. I had 3, I think.
Yeah, and that's that, and
on
that's
the first
not,
team.
And that's not wrong, but,
no.
You know, missing a couple of really, really good
to not get
players.
One vote.
Yeah.
Will Homan and Reese Rogers don't get one vote. Now, I don't know if Jerry's. I don't know how that works. I don't know how they. If you nominate,
well, no, you can't. You can't vote for your own kids.
Okay, but so is everybody is everybody up?
I think everybody's up.
Yeah, I think I think
everybody's up.
And not one team voted for Will Homan or Reese Rogers. One lousy vote.
Yeah.
Come on.
I don't get it either.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I don't get it. Ain't right.
Yep.
We are who you think we are.
Yes.
I am. Pete Weber. Remember that?
Oh, well, no, I don't.
One of the greatest things ever.
Maybe they'll reconsider after we win the state championship.
There you go.
Give them each a
That's
vote.
Right. That's how we'll prove it.
Give them each one more vote.
There's also one, I mean, you guys haven't said yet, but I bet it's coming up, but Coach Jerry Kalb getting the Coach of the Year. I mean, that's a special thing for him, especially for us kids. I mean, we play as hard as we can for him, and I mean, we put every fourth effort.
The Coach of the Year is there's no vote for that.
There's no vote. That's
league champion.
You got to win the league championship.
Yep. I was the Coach of the Year in golf, 1996.
And deservedly so.
Well deserved.
I'm not bragging, but I am. I was MAC golf coach of the year.
So will the league reconsider if Will and Reese make the all-state team?
Yeah,
that'd be funny.
You know, the thing is that I'm probably the only one that cares. A few of the, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, if you ask Todd Homan or Will Homan or Reese Rogers or or Tony Rogers, say, hey, what the hell? Anything, you know what I'm saying?
I care a lot.
Well,
it makes me mad.
It makes me mad, too.
Yep.
But still, Nick Twaits, congratulations. Cade Wandel, two kids that absolutely deserve all the accolades.
Yeah, that's definitely not right.
Benny, same thing.
Benny's absolutely.
They worked hard at it. And, we've had a great year.
We have. Second season starts Friday, but tomorrow we play
St. Mary's Rough Riders at home.
And that game is a 5 p.m. start.
5 o'clock start.
And who's hurling tomorrow?
I think we got Cade on the mound tomorrow.
Cade Wendell starts tomorrow against St. Mary's. St. Mary's team that's okay.
No. Yeah. I mean, their record isn't too good, but I think they've played with a lot of teams.
Yep.
Been close with a lot of teams.
We just need some swings.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, we haven't played for a while.
Yeah.
These guys practice. This is not the time of the year you want to practice, really. Right. You want to be playing, you know, now. Especially when it's beautiful out.
Yeah, right.
We've been playing in 30-degree weather.
Yep.
We have to sit out in 80-degree weather. It ain't right.
And then on Friday, Fee, we got the Falstoria Magic coming in.
Yep.
Falstoria. I have no idea for the Magic.
Oh, okay.
This sounds good.
Everybody looked at me like, Falstoria Magic?
Oh, we did. I didn't know.
Neil will look it up.
Yep.
The Fighting Hens.
Fighting Hens. I bet that's not it either.
Probably not.
Probably not.
The Falstoria Dragons.
The Dragons.
Indians.
Could be the Indians.
Yeah, maybe. A lot of Indians.
Everybody takes a guess. You're first.
I'm going to go with.
Anybody gets the right wins $100.
The Falstoria Tigers.
Reese, what you got? Don't look.
I've already seen it.
Okay, I'm going to say. You're going to say. I'm going to say the Bobcats.
I was going to say the Whippets because there's Shelby Whippets out there somewhere, but it's the Redmen.
The Redmen.
Redmen. That's Indians.
Yeah, you were pretty close.
Indians?
I didn't say it.
Yeah, Indians.
When you said Indians, close. Oh, well, that could
Falstoria.
Be, right?
Pretty close.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Indians.
I would willing to bet.
I bet they're one of the few red men, but there's Redskins and Indians all over.
I am willing to bet this.
Well, yeah.
I'll probably lose this.
Mm-hmm.
This could be our first ever matchup with Falstoria in any sport in our school history.
Ooh.
I'd say that's probably right.
That's a pretty good
thing. I wish we had, like...
In my head, Falstoria would be one or two
bigger schools
than us. Yeah.
But let me ask you another question. You smart?
Pretty much.
I mean, you're smart.
Yeah.
You can fix a car.
Yeah. We are Division III, correct?
Yep.
Correct.
Reese, how many is graduating this year?
66, approximately.
66? How are we Division III? 66?
That's 47 of them are boys, probably.
Well, yeah, and the girls, I think, are Division IV, maybe, so that might be.
I don't care.
It's a killer.
66?
Yeah, there's probably 40 of them.
But okay, I'm going to ask you this one.
More than 35 or 40.
Ask me if I'm smart.
All right, now this one.
Ask me if I'm smart first.
Are you smart?
I'm about half.
Not too bad.
All right, bring it on.
Would you rather be in Division IV this year or Division III?
Oh, three. I mean, four.
Rather be down in a four?
Mm-hmm. With?
The only thing that scares me down there is there's New Bremen's. There's teams that...
Yep.
Lincoln View's. I mean, there's a bunch of them down there that are good.
Really good.
Now, I may be crazy because I ain't never done...
Crazy.
Never done a Division III before, but...
Right. You're lacking three.
I'm ready to take our chances in three.
Let me tell you this, okay?
But, I mean, there's a couple storms on the way. They're going to be pretty good.
When you look at a team, and you look at the teams that are in that division, you only got to beat one team that day.
Yeah.
Yep.
I agree. They're going to knock each other out. You got to beat one. Yep. So, if we would play against Minster, after playing Minster...
Yeah.
I ain't scared.
Bring them on.
You scared of St. Henry?
No.
To me, they're the best team we've played all year.
They're playing pretty good, yeah.
Yep. I'm not scared of any of them, but...
You're a little scared.
But, I wasn't scared of Parkway last year either.
You're scared a little. I'm kind of a scaredy cat.
Well, yeah, but I don't have to play, so I'm not scared. I have complete confidence in our guys.
I
did last year against Parkway, so that didn't work out well.
That was a bad game.
Yeah, and so that can happen.
I'm going to put that down as a bad game.
That was a bad game.
Parkway's always been a very good...
You know, that went a little deeper.
They weren't good enough to win the state championship, but they were good enough enough to beat a team that could have won the state championship.
Yeah, I agree.
And, and we really did bad.
We were bad.
And so that can happen.
You got another Portsy snippet as we go to break?
Yep, yep. Oh, yeah.
We got another Portsy snippet.
This one's a short one, but yep.
All right, we like short ones, too. Go.
Oops, sorry. We got to redo it. I messed up.
For crying out loud.
Hey, it's my first day.
Doing this.
He's back.
Come on, Brent and my boys. Just like last year, win, win, win. Beat them Covington Buccaneers. Let's go, Indians. Beat them. Bad.
We did, do, Rick.
Yeah. Come on, Brent and my boys.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you want to mow faster and ride smoother, you need a Ferris zero-turn mower. Only Ferris mowers have patented independent suspension technology that smooths out uneven turf. You'll be able to mow faster and longer with less fatigue. Whether you're a professional cutter or just want to mow like one, Ferris mowers get more done in less time. So visit K&L Tractor today and test drive the most comfortable riding zero-turn in the industry, Ferris. Experience suspension.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to speak to the genie.
Genie who?
The genie that lives in the magic lamp. Don't you have something for everyone?
Do you know Derek?
I'm his sister. He always says he has something for everyone.
We do with insurance from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business. You don't need a magic genie to get great service here.
But I wanted to wish for a pony.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2014 Impala 2LT. It's black with heated leather seats, lane departure warning, and backup camera. It has 41,000 miles, and it's priced at only $16,800. Check out this and all our other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617. The Village of Fort Recovery is having its annual spring cleanup day for our village residents on Saturday, May 19th. They start picking up very early, so please have your items at the curb by 5 a.m. You'll need to have your small items bundled or boxed, and you can't have items longer than 6 feet long. They cannot pick up tree limbs or yard waste, wet paint cans, tires, railroad ties, bricks, rocks, or concrete items of any kind. Appliances and other metal items will be picked up. Spring cleanup day for village residents will be on Saturday, May 19th, and you'll need to have your items at the curb by 5 a.m. Here are the softball and baseball games scheduled for the rest of this week. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians will begin their tournament run and will host their sectional final game versus Lima Perry. Also tomorrow, the boys will host St. Mary's in their final regular season game, and Fort Recovery Radio will bring you that game live. Friday, the boys begin their tournament run and will also host the sectional final game versus the winner of tonight's game between Ada and Fostoria. Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast that game live, and WPGW Radio will also broadcast that game live at 100.9 FM. It's the end of the regular season for baseball and the beginning of the tournament for the softball and baseball teams. Stay tuned to Fort Recovery Radio and WPGW for possible additions and cancellations on the schedule. Several home games this week for softball and baseball. Girls begin their tournament run at home tomorrow hosting Lima Perry. Boys host St. Mary's tomorrow in the last scheduled regular season game, then start their tournament run on Friday versus Ada or Fostoria. Get out and support our Indians teams, but if you just can't get to the games in person, WPGW and Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast all the softball and baseball games we can the rest of this season.
Yeah, still a lot of people coming to visit. Yes, Bobby Freemeyer, he's 90-some years old, and he came three times already.
So anybody that hasn't been at least three times, you have to catch up with Bob Freemeyer. That really helps Ricky out. He's smiling right now.
Yep. Yeah, still.
Big Rick.
Yeah.
Big Rick loved you when you come over and sing.
Oh, yeah.
I got a shout out here, boys.
All right.
This is, you know, we get old. We're old.
Yep.
You know, and you get a little softer.
I'm soft.
Tomorrow, Chuck Etzler parks his bus after 49 years of driving a bus.
Yeah.
First of all, Mr. Etzler, drive one more year.
Yeah, you why not? You got to go 50.
I say instead of showering him with cards and gifts, doing all that good stuff. That Mr. Etzer, we get him to drive one more year. Making an even 50. Yeah.
And think of all the extra money he'd make.
Oh, yeah, and they're broke. they are hurting.
Yeah, well, hurting. They might be. They got a lot of grandkids to buy stuff.
They are. I've talked to Chuck and Kathy. They need to get him on the bus.
One more out.
One more year. Yep. And because Kathy's always out gallivanting.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
You know, that extra $7 in his retirement every month is going to help.
Thank you very much, Spencey. So I want Chuck to go one more year to 50.
One more.
I do too.
Huh?
I do too.
He's a great bus driver.
Yep.
I tell you.
He has a lot of experience.
Oh, no. I hope that ain't Mrs. Etzler. She is kind of a loyal listener.
Yes, she is.
Chuck has 49 years of bus driving.
49 years of riding.
How old are you?
Rugrats.
You're 50. That's, he started driving bus when I was four. Four.
Think about that.
Think about that.
Yep. That is unbelievable.
He wasn't even at Fort Recovery when I graduated, so that's how old I am.
Yeah. Yeah, that's unbelievable. What a neat guy.
That is a neat deal.
It is. Chuck Etzler, shutting her down after 49 years. Tomorrow. Is that you?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Please don't. Uh-oh. Greg McClurg is toilet papering Mr. Etzler's house tonight. P-Dog, pick me up.
I got to. Pick us up. Let's go.
We got to. We should toilet paper.
Yeah, one last toilet paper.
Or we saran wrap his car so he can't make it to the bus barn tomorrow. He should call in sick tomorrow.
Yeah, probably should.
Well, what are you going to do, fire him?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'd just say, you know what? I'm shutting her down right now.
Yep.
You ever drove a bus?
No.
You ever drove a bus?
I don't have a license.
From the school to...
Really?
Yeah, I used to work.
How'd you do on that?
Oh, good.
Did you? No problem? Yeah. Can't find them, grind them?
Grind them.
Did you drop a few trannies in the old buses?
Yeah, a few times.
Garrett used to pull them things in the bus and has built barn, right?
Yeah, we pulled them in the garage over there.
There wasn't much room.
None.
No.
No. We had to walk around them. They were pain in the butt. You had to always have to do the safety inspections and stuff. You got to make sure everything's perfect. That was a job.
Ain't it neat when you think back, and I like to do this. Think back of how the town used to be.
Oh, yeah.
Like people wouldn't even have a clue that Karen Ranley's place was a car dealership, basically.
Yeah. Car dealership, yep.
Yeah.
Guggenbillers, and for a little bit it was, can't think of Ivan Kaufenberger's brother's name.
John.
Yeah, John.
John Kaufenberger.
John, yeah.
And then it was...
Ron Garrett.
No, it was Bill...
Bill Lewis?
Bill Lewis.
No.
Yeah.
Bill Lewis was in there.
Yep. Did you ever work for Bill
Jerry's
Lewis?
Jerry's brother.
Nope.
Huh? Jerry's brother.
Jerry Lewis.
Not, no. Huh? Jerry Lewis's brother.
Cousin.
Okay, cousin.
You don't know.
That'll make you stop. I'll say yes.
You do not know if it was or wasn't.
Well, let's just say his son.
Jerry Lewis brought his car up here one time.
I'm going to say that Bill Lewis's son was a very egotistical young man, and he never talked about his Uncle Jerry.
He didn't?
No. So I would have said.
Uncle Jerry.
Girls softball starts tomorrow, tournament.
Yep. Tournament time.
We're going to be on the air with that?
I think we have a boys baseball game.
We ain't going to have it, though?
Well,
we're out.
We can do one game. Which one do you want to do? That's up to you.
Two units.
Okay, who's going to do the girls game? We can record it and put it in the archives if I can get somebody to do it. That's all we need.
That's all we need.
Happy to do that.
Who we play? I got it right here.
Yeah.
In front of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember which one of them won.
LCC or Perry?
It was Lima Perry.
Perry.
Ooh, yep. Perry. Commodores.
Lionel Richie's
playing for them. Commodorettes.
Hey, Lionel Richie.
Yeah.
Commodore.
The Lima Richies.
And the Commodores.
What's his most favorite song? Famous song?
Famous?
Still?
Nah, probably not.
Endless Love?
Easy Lake Sunday Morning? Yeah.
He did not. No. Neil. Still was more popular than Easy Lake Sunday Morning.
Still. Ooh, that's a good song.
What do you think? Dancing on the ceiling.
He might have danced on the ceiling.
What's this one? Yeah, what in the world is happening down here? Dancing on the ceiling. Remember Bretzi?
Yeah.
One of the greatest nights ever karaoke at Homestead.
We flipped him upside down while
he was dancing on the ceiling.
Dancing on the ceiling.
He had no idea.
This is the one I like.
Oh, easy like.
Oh, this is a great song.
Yeah, but you said that whatever that other one was, you said was better. I like this one. This is my favorite Lionel Richie Commodores.
Funny, but I just can't stand the pain. That's Lionel Richie and the Commodores.
Yep.
Now, did Lionel Richie go on his own for a while?
Yeah.
Lionel Richie and who's singing this love?
Dancing on the Ceiling was
Lionel Richie and
Diana Ross.
Diana, my love.
I think this might have been their first one.
Brick House.
Yep.
The Brick House.
Right now, people are standing up out there in their living rooms.
Yeah.
Yeah, right now. Ruben. Greg McClure right now has got that.
Yeah, he knows that.
He's doing the windshield wiper.
getting his toilet paper ready to go to Chuck Etzler's house.
Yeah. I'll hit some brick
house. Reese Bob, you like this music? You'd rather shoot yourself? He is suicidal. Reese Bob.
What
happened?
This is the closest disco song that I can tolerate.
Oh, no. The best one ever.
Hate disco.
No.
But I like this song.
No, listen. I got one you'll like more.
Okay.
George Plimpton.
George Plimpton?
Yeah. The Plimper.
What?
Yeah, George Plimpton.
Look her up.
Look it up.
I know George Plimpton did all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, he sang. George, maybe it wasn't Plimpton. George Plimpton.
Plimpton.
George Plimpton was a journalist who did football and he did all kinds of different stuff.
George Plimpton?
Yes.
The Plimper.
The Plimper. Okay, here's George Plimpton singing New York Herald. No.
Finished the first transcontinental automobile.
No, not that one. George Platter. George.
What's the song?
How about George Clinton?
What's that?
Well, I don't know. He did some. He was a funk guy.
Try that one. George Clinton. Maybe that was what it was.
Clinton.
Clifton. Wait. Clifton.
George Clinton and the P-Funk All-Stars.
What is it?
Well.
Something about a roof?
Yep. Give up the funk. Tear the roof off. It's George Clinton, not Plimpton.
I'm close. Yeah, here we go. Reese Bob, let's get her moving here. Let's go. Come on out there. You're listening.
Wait a minute. They should have been
Catfish Charlie's that listen.
They should have been playing this at the prom so they could all be grooving.
Is there any words to it?
I have no idea.
This ain't it.
Well,
fast forward a little bit. Yeah.
Leave all the funk.
Give up the funk. Now we're playing.
Now we're getting it.
Right now, Chuck and Kathy answer. They're boogieing on the dance floor.
Everybody's boogieing a little bit.
Now we want the funk. How about this guy? Married his son.
Yep. Son is married.
Unbelievable. We want the funk. Sam knew it.
Now we want the funk.
Oh, my wife. Hello, she said, is their best song.
Hello.
No. Uh-oh, who's that?
Is it me?
Must Hear Radio. And what? P-Dog.
Must Hear Radio.
P-Dog, don't down us. Don't get down on us. We got a lot of sports to talk about.
Come on.
We're talking about our softball team.
Yep.
It costs $6 to go to the game tomorrow night.
Zap you.
$6.
Six spot.
Unless
you're media.
You going?
I have a game.
Oh.
Game.
You better go to the game.
You better go to the game.
Hey, guess who's calling in?
Who's calling in?
If I pull this off.
No way.
Hmm?
What you got?
This big.
Got a big one?
This is real. No, this is huge.
Huge.
Yeah, kind of huge fee.
Lionel Richie?
No. Not Lionel Richie.
Thought maybe he's calling in.
Hey. See you, buddy. Have a good one.
See you, bud.
Who? No. You know who's going to call in next week?
But yeah.
You ready for this?
Donald Trump?
No, bigger than that.
A little bigger than Don.
Bigger than Donald Trump. Pope?
No.
Well, I'm about out of people.
How about this one? Hmm? How about Jerry Snodgrass, the commissioner of the Ohio High School Athletic
Association? The newly elected commissioner.
Yes. Yeah.
I like it.
He's going to call in one of these Wednesdays.
Really?
Yes.
That's awesome. He is a really good guy.
He's a great guy.
He is a good guy.
And we're going to get Snods to call the show.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. He couldn't tonight, though. Dang it. I wanted him to call tonight. I want to surprise you guys.
Ooh, that'd been big.
I also emailed Hal McCoy.
Well, if he'd have just called on a surprise, we'd have just figured you're...
Hal McCoy's letting us down.
Yeah, I thought he was going to call us.
I thought we were buds in that.
I thought we was,
well,
too.
You need to tell him when you're
arms around each other.
I did. I sent him an email.
Okay.
I haven't got any response.
He's
a Hall of Famer.
Yes, he is.
And he was on this radio show.
Yes, he was.
Absolutely.
Yep. Bubba and Fee had Hal McCoy Hall of Fame.
We had the big boy.
Yep.
Yeah, we may be a little Pope Doc, you know, the whole, we're losers.
Yeah. Bring them on.
We got some heavy hitters in here.
Yes, we bring the heavy hitters once in a while.
Yeah.
And we get the commissioner of Ohio High, that's big.
That is big.
And Hal McCoy.
Yep.
Yep.
And then I'm going to pull this one off this summer.
Which one?
Who? This is big.
Who? This summer, I didn't know we were doing shows this summer. We can do
one. We're going to do one.
Okay.
This summer? Tony Stewart.
Tony going to come in to us?
Well.
He going to call in.
He call in.
Huh. You in or out?
I'm in.
Can he call in this or the Vores Racing Show on Monday?
Vores are losers.
I don't think that's true.
Huh?
Are they
going to get Tony Stewart to call in?
Maybe.
Probably.
I am.
Okay.
This is big. And another thing. Who knows more professional baseball players than anybody in the world?
I'd say Reese.
Correct. Can you get somebody to call in? The Hastings hotline? Who's the guy that they say Reese?
Anybody says Reese.
Somebody knows him.
Yeah. Come on, Reese.
Huh? Who's he got autographed?
Come on, pull some strings. Come on, autograph man. Let's go.
Tim Lincecum comes.
I've seen him before. I mean,
I'm not seeing him.
How about the dude from Fort Laramie?
Jared Lowing.
Yeah.
I can maybe.
Get him to call him.
Tell my dad that
he's in Japan. It's like 2 a.m. in Japan right now.
I have no problem with that.
He'll get up.
He might.
Yeah.
Did you watch Roseanne this week?
Yeah.
Hey, talking about baseball. Reds.
2-0, baby. 2 in a row.
Talking about
Harvey?
Yeah.
You like it?
Harvey. What do you think of that?
Great trade.
Yeah,
we traded Mesoraco, a guy that's never going to get a spot back, and we traded him to a team that they had their two basically catchers on the DL, so we basically just, here, you can have them. It's a hurt for her.
Here's what happens.
I think we got the way better deal.
Here's how this has to play out for this to be a successful trade. We have to build Matt Harvey up.
And trade him off.
Bingo. You got it.
Next year.
Or this year.
You think?
Oh.
He's got it.
Think about this. We got a chance to get this guy.
You think
a
trade deadline, somebody will jump on him?
Oh, yeah, because he has potential. I mean,
I think
dude finished third in the Cy Young Award three years ago.
I really think I was really thinking about that, too, but I think it's going to be, I don't know about this year. I'm not sure how much people are really going to jump for him, but next year, if we could get him, because we get him through next year, so if a player or a team contending next year.
He's just a cuckoo bird. He's got good stuff.
Yeah, you just got to figure it out. I mean,
he's a little bit like you. You got good stuff. He's kind of a cuckoo bird.
That's a nice thing to say about one of your friends.
Comparing him to Matt Harvey.
Okay.
That ain't bad.
Reese?
Okay.
I will say one thing. Remy Kolick.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is the cutest thing I've ever seen.
She is cute.
Her face.
I just seen it right before I came up here.
If you can't look at that face on that kid and just feel like
she's grinning with those giant chubby cheeks, man. She is so cute.
Yeah, I freaking love it.
God. Oh, man. And she's usually got that little pink bow, and it's just awesome. Yep. She is
cute. Then, to top it off, she's on Facebook or on Snapchat 600 Wide times open. A day. I love it.
Perfect.
I love it. And then, of course, this weekend, like a little fart smeller. I love it.
Ooh, got the trophy with her, too.
Oh, man.
And then.
Is she cute?
When we talk about kids. Man. There ain't nobody who's got a neater kid than the guy sitting across from me who's getting married this weekend. And I ain't going to. I tell you what, man, when I look at that guy, he's almost like a son to me. I love him, and it is going to be a fabulous wedding.
It'll be fun.
A beautiful bride.
Half
and
a box
wonderful
Kleenex.
Families. And
yep.
No, I'm going to cry for Code. I don't believe. If he comes up, and, you know, then I could. But This is a celebration.
Yeah,
this
will be a good one.
Your wife's going to cry. She's going to bawl like a beauty. Yeah. You might.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might.
I'm really turned into...
Are you floating? Are you flow?
I'm pudding right now.
Well, it'd be a little easier on you. You wouldn't have to cry so much if he was marrying somebody he didn't like. He could just be mad.
Yeah.
But he's marrying somebody awesome.
He's a champ.
And you got to be really happy about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So happy you could cry.
Kelsey's a sweetie.
She is. She's awesome.
Uh-oh. Toby Metzger. Who in the hell in the Reds organization is going to build Harvey up? Our team turns everyone into relievers. It is a dumpster fire. Toby, come on.
Burn him.
I was really going to wait.
Greg McCurry wants no time rockers on.
We can't catch a break right now.
I was really going to wait to see what Toby's reaction. That's right.
Yeah.
Nothing can go worse.
No. You
know? Nothing, I mean...
Although this cruise they brought up, I could strike him out.
Hopefully, it only goes up. I mean, I don't think really...
Backup catcher.
Things can go worse.
Yeah, things can go worse. You want me to tell you how things can go worse? Yeah. Nick Senzel, what's going on with him?
He's waiting for his magical date.
He has not... Listen. He has not played since last week. He suffers from vertigo.
Vertigo?
And vertigo is what ended Nick Gosaski's career. You can't play with it. You just...
Oh, yeah.
I'm worried. If we lose Senzel, he's everything.
He's the face of our...
Yeah.
And, I mean, I've seen...
Yeah, but Gosaski...
I really haven't...
Left the Reds, and then he hit 40 home runs every year.
I know.
I haven't seen Green pitch yet. Hopefully this week I'm going to be gone, but he's been rocked up, too.
I know.
He's been getting rocked. I agree.
I don't care about that.
Going from high school kids to professionals, I mean, I didn't expect it, him to just come up here and just, I mean, 101, I mean, hopefully most guys can hit that. I mean, it's just... I mean, he's just getting rocked. And
if you're Nick Thwaites is 93, throw another 8 mile and hit that sucker.
Yep.
Has anybody in Fort Recovery tried to hit Thwaites? Anybody step in a box against him?
Oh, these guys do.
I know. Has anybody hit him?
Nope.
No chance.
Couple foul balls.
I mean,
I'm one to bat against Thwaites.
I wanted to do too. Then I started thinking, you know, if he loses one. And it hits me. I'm dead.
I think I think he hit Riley Post one practice. Not sure. I think he hit.
How hard would that hurt?
Who did he hit? And they walked down and stared at him. I was seriously?
Oh, yeah.
That's Coldwater kid.
Yeah, Reefman.
The leadoff batter. Yep. Remember he hit him?
Yeah.
And stared him down. I was like, seriously? You're going to stare him down? He's going to throw a 94 mile an hour in your ear hole. You might not want to do that.
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
But if I'm playing and somebody hits me, I'm like, you dirty. You know, I would say, I mean, I would be mad.
Yeah.
Don't hit me.
He'd be mad.
Huh?
He'd be mad, but I ain't staring him down.
Probably a good point.
I was like, ooh, that hurt.
There ain't enough fights in baseball.
Oh, I don't know. I don't like that. I don't like
You don't like bench clearing brawls in high school baseball?
Definitely not in high school.
Probably shouldn't.
High school probably shouldn't do that.
Definitely not high school.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Did you see yesterday the Cubs classic? Cubs playing the Marlins. Play at the plate. Guy slides in. Kind of hits the catcher. What was it? So the bench is clear.
Yeah.
And Castro for the Marlins is standing there. And Bryant reaches in and starts tickling him. And he starts laughing and everything kind of. But it was a clap. These two are getting ready. They're going to go at it. And all of a sudden, Brian goes and he tickles Mark Castro. I thought that was awesome.
That's pretty funny.
That is pretty funny.
Start tickling.
That'll stop the old haymaker.
Yeah, it will. Hey, top of the hour. We got one more. I got more stuff. We got to talk about the Cavs tonight.
Cavs.
Second half of the hour. We got to talk about this is. Did you guys see? Did you see the topic of Wendell Carter's mom?
Oh,
talking to NCAA.
I seen your thing on it. That was pretty cool.
That her son is now comparing the NCAA to slavery.
Whoa!
Are you kidding me? Did you see that? The use of her son for freshman year is to the NCAA is like slavery.
Yeah.
Oh, for Christ's sake. And you wonder what's wrong with the world.
Oh, it is.
Man.
They make them play for free. The school makes a whole bunch of money.
They're nuts.
Slavery.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
working for free.
Players get, obviously,
somebody's getting rich. He's getting nothing.
No,
of course, if he's any good, he'll get a $10 million
he's
contract.
He's going to be a first-round draft pick.
Yeah, $10 million. So.
Because he went to Duke, he's going to be a first-round draft pick. He's going to never have to work another day in his life. If she's so worried about his education, go to Harvard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go to Yale.
There you go.
Go 4 years.
Yep.
He went to Duke to play basketball.
Yep.
Yep.
Take a break. Be right back.
A little fee Ricky thing here.
Ricky. By Wayne Street Market.
Here's Rick talking about some of the employees at the Salina Manor.
The girls and the guys are doing a good job. And we got some that are from Parkway, and we got some that from St. Mary's, and a couple of them from Coldwater, Ohio. But they said that they were going to bring me a shirt, but they ain't never did that yet. But Bruiser brought me a St. Henry Redskin Cooley Cup. It's a hit in my room.
Yeah, I'd hide that too since it says St. Henry.
What's for lunch? Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery is introducing to you Wayne Cafe. It's a new hotspot for lunch. Stop in or follow us on Facebook to see what's on the menu each day. We will always have our fried chicken, our hot soup bar, and our fresh salad bar, but we are bringing a whole new level to your lunch hour starting in March. We also will have in-house seating available so you don't have to rush around during your break. As always, thanks for choosing Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, as your lunch destination.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep-fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Voors, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Voors Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Voors Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
7th Annual Fort Recovery Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament is coming up on June 8th, 9th, and 10th at Forsyth Park. The tournament is open to all former Fort Recovery graduates, spouses, fiancés, and Fort Recovery School District residents. Your team should consist of former classmates graduating in the same year, or as needed, you can combine classes to form a team, and each team needs to have a minimum of 5 ladies and 5 guys per team. Be sure to reserve your team's spot before Sunday, June 3rd by contacting Cole Wendell at 419-852-7141 or Ryan Evers at 419-733-6448, or you can email him at evers_ryan@yahoo.com. The entry fee is $100 per team. Watch their Facebook page, 2018 Fort Recovery Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament, for updates and game schedules. Food and refreshments will be available at the tournament, so grab the whole family and head on down to Forsyth Park for a weekend full of fun and socializing with old and new friends. The 2018 Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament, June 8th, 9th, and 10th. Be sure to sign your team up before June 3rd. Get down there. It's always a lot of fun. Mad Run is coming up on Saturday, May 19th at Ambassador Park. You can register yourself or your team for this challenging event by going to themadrun.com and clicking on the Register tab. And as always, they need volunteers in several areas to help with this fun event, both setting up ahead of time and on the day of the Mad Run. If you'd like to be a volunteer, just click on the Volunteer tab on their website, themadrun.com. And if you're also going to be a participant, you can pick out a time to volunteer that won't conflict with with your wave time. The Mad Run coming up on Saturday, May 19th. Participate, volunteer, or both by going to themadrun.com. Or just stop by Ambassador Park that day and cheer on your favorite team and visit with your friends.
Here's Rick telling us why he was working so hard on his rehab.
Because I went on my golf cart and watched the Fort Recovery football and basketball.
Here's Rick.
Oops, sorry. Yep. Keeps repeating itself, so we're back.
We're back.
I just want to, we got a couple of texts here. Good shout outs from our good friends. Let's see.
You have good friends?
We have great friends.
Great friends.
Who love us and never say anything bad about us.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Charlie Rohr text in from Jamaica.
Charlie.
All right. Jamaica, man. What's up from Jamaica? Hopefully Papa Neil didn't break anything yet while I was going.
Give us time.
He's not listening, but he is a little occupied. He knows we're on. So what are you occupied doing, Chuck?
Whoa, Chuck.
He's sitting on the beach.
What a beautiful wedding they had.
That was a great wedding.
It was. I loved it. And we had a great time at his reception. We stayed a little late.
We did. A little late.
Good thing I was driving.
I'm about to have a headache.
My wife about to have drunk.
Plus a great playlist. Good tunes all night.
That DJ,
he was phenomenal.
Was
his,
awesome.
His little girlfriend was dancing the whole night.
Now Ryan Steinbrenner is our number one DJ.
Absolutely,
because he's our number one listener. Yep. Does an unbelievable job.
Yep.
But I was impressed with
that
the,
young kid. Did
yeah,
a nice
he
job.
Really did a good job.
He played, did do a good job.
Yeah, he did good. And then of course we got another one here from a guy who will remain anonymous. Could you have Jody and Kim discuss the Reds instead of you two, who know nothing about the Reds? Really.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We hear you out there. We hear you. How come you haven't been back? That's what we want to know.
That's what we want to know. Come to the show, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, he's Mr. Tough Guy.
Let's go.
Come on back. What was he talking about? Well, we got a lot to talk about.
What we got?
Cavs.
Cavs. Hey, first, no, wait. Did we Chuck Etzler?
We did Chuck Etzler.
I know.
49.
49 years, retiring, driving the bus tomorrow.
Yep. Toilet papering him tonight.
We're toilet papering Chuck tonight.
Yep.
Saran wrapping his house.
Saran wrapped the house.
Can't get out of the house.
Did you know he has a concealed carry permit?
Chuck Etzler does not have a gun.
Oh, okay.
You know what we could do? We could go let the oil plug out of his bus and he blows the bus up tomorrow.
His last day blows her up.
That would be a great
No, that wouldn't be a very good joke. How much would it cost to replace a motor in a bus?
No, bad.
Not good?
About 10 grand.
We don't want to do that?
No, probably don't want to do that.
Sorry. Okay, we'll scratch that one.
That's not very good use of our taxpayer money.
Okay, fine. Fine, Neil. All right, so.
Sorry, didn't mean to throw cold water on your plan.
Yeah, but well,
you're always taking away our good ideas.
Yeah, yep.
Okay, so the Cleveland Cavaliers are the 4th seed in the NBA playoffs.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
And Toronto Raptors are number 1 seed.
Number one.
And the Cavs play the Raptors, and it was ugly.
Yeah, pounded them.
The Raptors can't beat the Cavs.
No.
The Celtics can't beat the Cavs.
No.
Can't beat them.
No.
LeBron James is 33 years old, right? 34. How old is he?
33, I think.
Have you ever seen anything like his caliber play?
He's putting on an exhibition right now.
No, this isn't. No.
It's unbelievable.
No, that's not doing it justice.
It's unbelievable.
We'll never see anything like this again, boys, in our lifetime.
He's on a roll.
No, not on a roll. This is a life-changing thing we're watching.
Dominated.
This is unbelievable what he's doing.
He's dropping 40 every night.
And taking and making shots that are
insane.
Yeah.
That insane. Game winner the other night was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my
life. Blaster, baby.
Have you ever seen it so beautiful?
Sweet shot.
Freeze.
You know, he's throwing it up there like it's as big as the ocean.
Yeah. His follow through was like, it looked like when I used to shoot her.
Yeah. Not the same height.
A goose.
The geese.
It
swung out.
And it banks swish.
Yeah.
Just the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
That is crazy.
Then last night he hits a shot over the side of the backboard from 26
with
feet.
With a guy in his face.
With a guy in his mug.
Yeah. Well, when he does that, jump back.
Yep.
You ain't going to stop. You can't stop that.
Can't stop.
Well, there's a whole lot of people that can shoot that. There's just not a whole lot that can make it.
I got a little argument with Tony Overton on Twitter. He's like, he don't play hard all the time. I was like, Dude, I can't even argue this. This is I can't even argue with people who hate LeBron. I don't understand how you can hate this guy.
He's good.
Oh, I can see how you'd hate him.
Really? Why?
If he's not on your team. Oh, yeah. People hated Pete Rose. If they weren't on his, if he wasn't on their team.
No, you're...
I mean, you know, somebody that plays hard and does all the things, it makes them mad.
I'll give you a true guy you can argue with this is Trevor Vaughn.
No, that's not. He's too young to know anything. You can't argue with an 18-year-old kid who didn't see Jordan.
You got to see Jordan, yeah.
Jordan was unbelievable. He was unbelievable.
Yeah, it kind of was.
But what this guy's doing, LeBron James, is... Okay, here's what I'm saying. Maybe Jordan, Michael, or maybe LeBron's not as good as Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm. But to say that Michael Jordan is better than LeBron James, you can't say it. You absolutely can't say it.
Tough.
You can't say it.
Well, especially if you've watched the last 2 weeks or the last two series.
The last season, he's 33 half.
Yeah, and we sat out about 2 minutes.
Half air holes are 2 minutes.
Arguably one of his better seasons he's in.
He's averaging 38, 11, and 9 in the playoffs.
Crazy.
Yep. And those are all up numbers from his regular season.
Yeah. If he wanted to, he'd go 50, 15, and 12.
Or more. Yeah.
50, 15, and 12.
Self's got anybody can guard him?
No, they can't match up with him. They absolutely can't match up with LeBron. I think the Cavs win in six.
Cavs win in six?
Yeah. Now, that's if Boston wins.
Yeah, which they will. I think they will.
What are they, 3-2 now?
3-1.
I give them one over Philadelphia.
Huh? Well, I give them one. I think the Cavs will win five.
Yeah, I mean, it might, but Jesus, it's just that guy.
I don't watch much, but I thought that Philadelphia was supposed to be a beast this year.
Yeah, they're good.
They're getting better. They're young.
Scary. They scare really me good. More than the Celtics, because Celtics don't have Kyrie and Brad and
Brown.
Yeah, Gordon Hayward. But they can't beat the Cavs without them, too. No. Philadelphia's... That thing's going a little weep.
Well, here's the real question for you.
Bring it on, bub. I love arguing sports.
What do you got? You think if LeBron doesn't win a championship this year, is he out?
Oh, man. I think he's gone. But I don't know.
Yeah, but why would he? All they talk about is going to L.A.
Yeah, he go to Houston. He go to Philly.
Philly loves him.
Well, everybody loves him. I mean, you're going to love him if you got cap space.
He's going to put 40 points on the board for you.
The reason L.A. is involved is because they can afford it. They can afford to bring two guys in.
Bring two guys in.
They can bring two max contracts in.
I really think that he would fit in perfect with L.A. because Lonzo, I mean, he's a give. I mean, he doesn't want to score. He likes to assist. And, I mean, I don't know about Philly because Simmons wants to score. Embiid wants to score. I mean, it's just, I think he's going to go to a team that the point guard, like Isaiah Thomas didn't work here because he wanted to score.
Isaiah Thomas a turd.
I forget who we were. I was talking to.
I got it.
Somebody was saying, and they said, and I agree with them because they said he shouldn't go anywhere. They should come to him.
Well, yeah.
If he wants a better team, go get somebody. I mean, you're the man. You don't jump around.
Well, I mean, it's a different. It's not like a free. There's only so many teams can afford him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's only so many teams that can afford $34 million at the cap room for him. So there's only so many teams that can afford him, and the Lakers are one, Houston's one, because they have to move.
Then Philly.
And Philly can do it, too. Really now.
Three.
Now.
Other than Cavs.
I love to read about the NBA because I love this time of year in the NBA because they play so damn hard.
Yeah.
The regular season, it's hard. It's brutal. Yeah. But right now, they play defense. They play. The caliber is the greatest caliber of basketball in the world.
It'll be amazing. I can't wait to see what Stevens does with just guarding. I mean, that guy preaches. That guy just keeps going defense. I mean, that's one of the best coaches in the league right now. Butler native.
He is good. Yeah, he didn't get any votes for Coach of the Year. Yeah, come on.
So in the Mac?
Huh? Yeah. Is he in the Mac? That's right. Is he in the Mac? And a guy from Toronto was Coach of the Year and probably will get fired.
Yeah.
That's exactly right, dude.
Coach Aaron.
Coach Aaron gets fired. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that's unbelievable, ain't it? Kevin Love is playing great.
Kevin Love. Yeah. If Kevin Love's pretty good, Cavs are they're pretty tough to beat.
Kevin Love's good.
Yeah, he's got to drop 20 a game.
Yeah, Ivan Dish.
Kevin Love said they when he interviewed him when he was struggling against the Pacers.
Yeah.
I didn't forget how to play basketball. You know, that's what he said. Believe it or not, I didn't forget how to do it.
I do know how to do it.
Sometimes you're short, your bunnies don't go in.
Just don't go in.
But I don't know. That's a pretty good deal.
I didn't feel like that Indiana, they just did not match up right either. That was a battle.
George Hill was not there. When you lose your point guard and LeBron's got to bring the ball up the floor, it's a different team.
Yeah.
Now he don't have to.
Yeah.
And when you have your point guard and you can run your high pick, you know, it is different. It's when George Hill makes a difference on that team because yes. LeBron don't have to bring the damn
and
ball.
Love's got to score.
Yeah. That's right. Let's see if I got a couple other nice texts.
By the way,
here.
I got a text
from
my friend Chuck Rohr.
Uh-huh.
Chuck, and he said, don't let Bubba mislead anybody. They are occupied with a couple's dinner.
Oh, is that
it's
what
delicious.
It is? Really?
So that's what he's occupied
dinner.
With.
I got you. I got
honeymoon dinner.
That's what you call that.
You're implying something completely different.
Listen, catfish is a ladies' man.
Well, a lady man now. He's just got one.
You Courtney,
got
one, yeah. I love Courtney Wilker.
She's awesome.
She is just
and boy,
the old father-daughter name about killed me there.
She was cute and beautiful.
Yeah.
Saturday.
Yeah, she reminds
awesome.
Me so much of my daughter Sam. It's ridiculous. I mean, she does. If you just, she has that.
Yeah, they bubble.
She's bubbling.
Yeah, you know, they're just bubbling.
You see them and you love them.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Love it. Absolutely love it. Toby, nice job in the NFL draft. Zero right.
I think he got one.
He didn't get a one right.
Got the ninth pick.
No.
I have no idea.
The ninth pick.
We could have got Mabel Hastings in here. She'd have got more than that, right?
It's still.
I know who Mabel Hastings is.
I love Mabel Hastings.
Yeah, I mean, she's awesome.
You know how Troy Holman, I mean, this kid, I was over at the colleagues and him and Ross were over and I mean, right before, he's like, if we don't take Barkley, we're never win. And Baker, Baker Mayfield, and he starts screaming. I mean, this kid's going nuts.
I bet he did.
I don't think it's a... I mean,
we don't know.
Nobody knows.
Baker's a winner. He's a competitor.
How about that poor kid? They have their camps. He throws it in pick. They're having a heart attack about him. I was thinking, it's camp.
Yeah.
But you relax.
Yeah, you. He ain't going to have to take a snap this year.
He shouldn't.
No.
No.
Let Tyrod do it. See,
Tyrod will win.
We're going to win.
We're going to win 16.
Tyrod Taylor. Do it for a year. Get the best two players you can out of the draft and draft the quarterback next year.
We did.
I'll just see how good Baker Mayfield is. If you don't take Barkley.
No. Barkley's hands are the size of Neil's. Neil can't palm a baseball.
I probably can.
If you squeeze tight and use pine tar.
Hang on.
Well, yeah. Pine tar.
And we drafted the best cornerback.
I agree with that one, but
it did surprise me though because I thought we could have traded back and got him later.
Absolutely.
I don't know. Hey. I listen to every night going to bed. Although last night I did listen to Fort Cover Radio.
Did you?
When I went to bed.
Full music?
Yeah, I was just listening.
Little tunes.
Yeah, you listen to radio or what do you do?
Me? I watch TV till I fall asleep.
Leave TV on all night?
Yeah.
Do you? How about you, Reese?
TV.
TV, Spencey?
No.
Dark. Black?
Dark.
No noise?
Well, quiet. Trucks going by.
I could honestly live with two channels. I don't think my TV ever leaves ESPN or MLB Network or just the Reds game.
Weather Channel?
Nope.
I was the only guy that watches the Weather Channel.
Are you stupid, Jim Cantore?
Jesus. Oh, my God.
He's a Weather Channel guru.
Kathy Etzler watches
Weather
Channel.
I don't know where it's at. I don't know where the Weather Channel's at.
100, you moron. Oh, you don't have cable.
No, I got no cable.
How can you not have Wabash?
I got to get a Wabash.
You got cable or you got dish?
I can't stand having these WOSN games on. I can't get watch them.
Oh, yeah.
The Minster game?
I just watched the...
Comatose.
Yesterday, the Minster game over again.
Well, that makes me mad.
Yep.
It was awesome, that game. That play Ben Holman made it short was big time.
Yeah,
it
was a big time play.
Watch it on the replay.
It was good.
Yeah. One hell of a play.
He scatters.
Scattered
after he grabbed it. Yeah. Nice job, baby. Nice job.
I mean, I love our defense when Nick's on the mound. I mean, our defense all the way around is...
We're solid.
First base is a little shaky.
Yeah, okay.
But, really? I mean...
You mean...
When we were solid, too.
Like when we... I mean, Riley Post has been... I basically told him, just make the routine plays and we'll just be fine. And he's made
a few plays that
really shocked me. I mean, K at short's always been a lock.
If we win districts. Let's hyperventilate.
That's probably not the right word. But
what is the word I'm looking for?
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure that's.
Where
not
you, it. Whatever word it is.
Yeah.
Where's regionals at?
Elida.
Districts and regionals at Elida.
Both of them at Elida.
State is at Huntington Park.
Yep.
Yeah, so we're playing Fort Recovery and Elida and Columbus. That's the three places we're playing.
And Fort Recovery Radio will be on all of them?
Yes.
I like it. What if we play Coldwater? Can we have it?
Fort Recovery Radio.
Yes. Yeah, it's not a league.
You guys haven't done a very good job of interviewing the boys after the games.
We got the Roar Racing Report.
You guys are cold.
Hmm?
It's 30 degrees out. You just run to your car.
Gabby says, I got to go.
I got to hold loose. Can't get an interview. Can we race? Last year we were interviewing Wyden.
I got no life. I just want to sit there and talk.
Player.
Rob Weaver.
You can do that.
Rob Weaver. We got Reds baseball.
You see the whole
Pacers.
Mets thing there? Live card?
Lou? Yeah, that's awesome.
Let's just say we're going to talk to people after the games.
As Drew Cabrera comes up the bat, hits a double.
Hypothetically. That's what Marcia Smith. Thank you, baby.
Riggleman comes on and says,
Toby did get one, right?
Yeah. Go ahead. Cabrera is not batting. Supposed to bat.
Guy sat down and switched.
I mean, it saved the. I mean, it was a big double at big time. And
see, we did that in the Coldwater game.
Batted out turn?
No. Remember the interference?
Yeah.
So we didn't know who it was on. So we're thinking the same kid should be coming back up. Well, it came back with the next kid. And we were like, well, that ain't right. But then Doggy says, don't say nothing. Tell him to throw one pitch, and then we'll ask.
Yeah.
Just in case it is wrong, then they're out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good call, Doggy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doggy's top of the game on that one.
Yep.
Doggy did good.
Yes.
We gave the guys an out.
We tried.
We did try. Speaking of the umpires, speaking of referees, how about the turnout of umpires and referees yesterday at Portsy's funeral?
Yep.
I had to get there after I left.
There's Derry Berry, Oren, Erman, Clay Erman, Benny Kramer,
Benny,
Dick Nagel. I didn't know the one guy.
I believe the one guy, he's umpired a bunch of our games. I think I saw him leaving as I was getting there, and I can't think of his name right now. I'll think of it when he's umpiring one of our games again. He's really good.
But if you didn't get emotional watching Oren and Derry Berry go up to see Rick to say their final goodbye, and both them boys sobbing.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I'm telling you, there's certain things. And I always loved Oren and Derry Berry because it came Big Peace Funeral.
Yep.
You know, when you think about it, that was special for them guys to do that. And they loved Big B and Ricky. That's how they all got hooked up.
Remember Ricky used to have that Labor Day party?
Yep.
And them two would show up.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep. I was like, are they really here?
Digger told a story last night about they had the referees banquet in Lima.
Yep.
And they brought a limo to get Portsy. Oren and Derry Berry. And they took Portsy to the referee banquet in Lima.
Is that right?
And that's all them pictures. Remember the pictures that they had of them?
Yeah.
Oren and Derry Berry up there?
Yeah.
That was the backseat of the limo that they...
Well, didn't they? They got him a limo for Columbus that time, didn't they?
Yeah.
One of our state, our girls maybe state?
I don't know. They might have.
I was thinking they got him a ride down there that time. Yeah. That was unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got a little blurb of Rick talking about some of those guys coming to visit him.
Well, let's hear it.
Oh, okay.
Well, then we'll go to commercial.
Yeah. Okay.
Sounds like an
idea.
We'll be back right after Rick in the commercials.
Here's Rick talking about some of his referee friends who stopped by.
I think I saw on Facebook there were a couple of referees that stopped by. Who were those guys?
Steve Horn and John Derryberry and John Hicks and John Shuck.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Hello, this is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and check out our new evening specials. On Monday evening, you can get a sub basket for only $7. Choose from one of our seven different subs, plus your choice of two of our many sides. On Tuesday, it's wing night featuring 60-cent wings and boneless wings and draft beers for only $1. On Wednesday evenings, you can get $3 off any large pizza, any toppings. Thursdays, you can get our hand-cut grilled or breaded tenderloin basket with your choice of two sides for only $5.50. And with all of our specials, you can eat here or take it home. Stop in any night and check out our new evening specials at Brick Street Tavern.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractor, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic control traction for the best traction system in industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
The Fort Recovery Jubilee is coming up soon, and the Jubilee Committee could use some help. If you would like to be a part of this fantastic event, let them know. Among the people that are looking for are people to help with the ever-popular duck races, the lunch stand, and they're also looking for a Jubilee secretary and a treasurer. We all know it takes a lot of people to put on an event like this, and if everybody helps a little, it makes a lot of difference. So if you want to give back a little to the community, contact the Jubilee Committee on their Facebook page, Fort Recovery Harvest Jubilee, and let them know that you can help. Get involved and have a lot of fun, too.
Here are the softball and baseball games scheduled for the rest of this week. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians will begin their tournament run and will host their sectional final game versus Lima Perry. Also tomorrow, the boys will host St. Mary's in their final regular season game, and Fort Recovery Radio will bring you that game live. Friday, the boys begin their tournament run and will also host the sectional final game versus the winner of tonight's game between Ada and Fostoria. Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast that game live, and WPGW Radio will also broadcast that game live at 100.9 FM. It's the end of the regular season for baseball and the beginning of the tournament for the softball and baseball teams. Stay tuned to Fort Recovery Radio and WPGW for possible additions and cancellations on the schedule. Several home games this week for softball and baseball. Girls begin their tournament run at home tomorrow hosting Lima Perry. Boys host St. Mary's tomorrow in the last scheduled regular season game, then start their tournament run on Friday versus Ada or Fostoria. Get out and support our Indians teams, but if you just can't get to the games in person, WPGW and Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast all the softball and baseball games we can the rest of this season.
Bremen this week. What do you think is going to happen there? Are we going to be 5-1 or are we going to be 6-0 after this?
6-0 after Friday.
Do you have maybe a guess on what that score might be?
35 or 38? 38-12.
38-12. You're going to let them score twice on us, aren't you, Rick?
Yeah.
You're nicer than Brent is. Brent's going to try to shut them out. Anything else you want to say to people that might be listening to this over the next week or two?
Just hope that we win and be there and be strong.
Anything you want to say to people that want to come visit you?
Yeah, and they even got purple and white banners up in the parking lot. And that's Fort Recovery colors. Go Indians!
Old chopper.
Oh, man.
God rest his soul.
Man, they get no better.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
Oh, man.
So we got, looking at her now, okay, so we got, tomorrow we got St. Mary's.
St. Mary's.
And close the season. And Friday's tournament versus Faustoria.
Faustoria.
At Fort Recovery.
Yep.
There is a, if you guys are going to the game, there it's $6 to get in.
Yep. Bring a little cabbage.
State of Ohio requires that we charge.
And there is going to take, you can't come through the back of the park. Somebody will be back there to take your money. So don't try to sneak in.
Yeah, please don't.
Yeah. And also, then the girls' softball plays tomorrow at home, and there is a, I think it's six
bucks there too.
Probably. Might only be four.
Nope. Yeah, I'm not
six
sure.
And four.
But it's good.
Is
be
it fun. Six? Six I bucks.
Think, I think Kurt posted something that both of them.
Yep. Both of them.
Be prepared. It's going to cost you.
Yeah. Well, yep. That's, hey, got to pay for the umpires.
Got to do what you got to do.
Well, and the it's required by the state of Ohio for their tournaments, and yep. That's how it goes.
It is all you can do. Ain't it?
And in Indiana, they're required to
pay
do it
the man.
For everything.
Yeah.
Even junior high games cost you, like a junior high baseball game costs you $6 or something crazy. I don't remember what it is, but it's.
That is crazy.
But, you know, it's nice if you know the attendance is still going to be there, but you have to know that there's people that, you know, if you've got husband, wife, and three or four kids, you can't spend $35 four days a week to go to those baseball games.
Yep. So we got.
Unbelievable.
So we got. We say goodbye to Portsy.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Circle of life, baby.
Yep.
You know, that guy was a champ. We got a huge wedding this weekend with your son,
Fee. Excited.
We got Mr. Etzler saying retirement after 49 years on the bus route tomorrow.
Great job.
Yeah, God love Chuck Etzler. He's just a great guy.
He's a man.
Reese, Bob, good luck tournament.
Yep.
That time of year.
Yep. We got about, about 7 games in us yet.
Yep. Might as well.
Call our year.
7 more.
Yep, let's get 7 games.
I'll announce 7 more baseball games.
That'd be awesome.
I was thinking 6, but it might be 7. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, 7. Yep.
Might as well do 7.
Yep.
Might as well, huh?
Yep.
I like it.
7 more wins.
Want to thank everybody for listening tonight.
St. Mary's.
Toby Metzger for chiming in, of course, and all your other texters. And Jody says the best Lionel Richie song.
Lionel Richie.
And I think she's right. Let's get this so we...
What do you got?
Yeah. I think she said Lady.
Lady's a good song.
Is that what she said? Yeah, you got Lady? Because I'm going home to do a little cuddling. And if
Cuddle.
This is big.
Is it me you're looking for?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to have Lady. I'm going home tomorrow.
Well, it's not... I'm looking in...
Oh, no. How about Hello?
Yeah. Well, I got
you got Hello?
Hello. Yeah.
Lady, I'm not.
I think he's got a lady, dude. Seems like Kenny Rogers had one, and so did he.
I'll look under the Commodores.
Yeah. Now, what's your love songs now? What's a love song?
Lady.
Is there love songs out now?
And I love you.
That's it. What's a love song out now?
Junk in the trunk. That's a love song.
Yeah. Reese, let me hear a ballad out right now. I don't know if it's... All right, here we go. Now, this is a love song out right now. Who sings?
Ed Sheeran.
Buck Cherry?
Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran?
Buck Cherry.
Darling, just that's Ed Sheeran.
Yep.
Follow my lead. Ed Sheeran ain't bad.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
I like some of his songs.
Oh, I'm about ready to cry. This is the greatest song ever. Jody, listen to this song instead of Still. I never knew Ed Sheeran.
Still, that's a good one.
Huh?
Perfect.
You like this, don't you? Are you a softie? Are you an old? You like the love stuff?
Depends, I mean.
Did they play this at the prom?
Yeah.
Did you dance with your old lady?
Yep. Old lady.
The old lady.
I don't think that's what you call them.
You don't?
Pretty sure.
With your old lady.
Jeff Hunt, prom.
Yes.
Prom good? How many dances did you get in?
All of them.
Pretty close.
Did you have dancing shoes on?
Dancing shoes. I mean, once first few songs were...
You're a little timid.
Older, so not a lot of people knew, but once they play a few rap songs, that got us going, so... It was a fun time. My sister put a lot of work.
Rap songs get you going.
Huh?
Oh, God.
Somebody said, Will
Curtis
Holman.
Groovy dropped his pants.
Whoa.
At the promenade.
How'd that work out?
Promenade.
Probably not a smart thing to do.
Probably shouldn't have done that.
Well, he had on actual shorts under it.
Oh, well, my dad.
Camouflage shorts.
Oh, well.
But.
Probably shouldn't have done her.
Probably shouldn't have.
Not a good judgment call.
But. What are you going to do?
Wouldn't like underwear or anything, so.
I don't wear underwear.
We used to have everyone laugh.
Well, I can see why.
We used to have fox urine in the teeters. So dropping pants ain't that big a deal.
Minor.
Yeah. Couldn't even breathe. Couldn't see. Crying.
Any other good songs out? What's a good country song right now? Is there a good country song on?
Chris Young's got a song. But I told my daughter, you ought to have that as your song.
Chris Young?
Dance word. Yeah.
Get is he a song. Country guy?
Yep.
Or is he
young
a she?
Guy.
Or
young okay. guy.
Are we looking it up or what are we doing? Neil, you got to pay for every one of these we look up?
We're just going to the snippets. Store and playing snip. Yeah.
So. All right. Snippers. Good. Let me hear another one. If you're listening to Sports Talk, we got a little love song. We're trying to figure out how we can.
Oh, yeah, we might have that one.
Throw
somewhere.
A little Air Locker. Supply on there.
Played that a few times.
Now you're talking. Everybody's talking about dinner like they
just can't wait to go. Who's this?
Kane Brown.
Kane Brown. He's going to be at the fair. Merce County Fair.
Really?
Nope.
I didn't think so.
But they got big namers at the Merce County Fair here.
Newsboys.
Who? The Blues Boys?
The News Boys.
News Boys.
They're Blues Christian. Boys.
What News Boys?
No. News. 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 It's a Christian
Jordy?
Rock band.
Jordy did.
No. They got big time country music stars at the Merce County Fair this year.
Okay, well they've got
Addison Archer.
Archer.
The one they're selling the most tickets for is the Newsboys.
No.
Well, okay.
Who'd you talk to?
Well, I heard them talking about it on the rodeo.
Let me look it up.
Rodeo. Everybody's talking about.
That knows who the country music stars are at the Merce County Fair.
Got no idea.
God, we got terrible.
Joe
listeners.
Diffie?
Yes.
Prop me up.
You got that?
The jukebox.
I don't know.
Yeah, play it.
Don't want to go to heaven.
See, now we're talking. You got it? Oh, Fee, good call.
Little Diffie.
Neil McCoy and Joe Diffie.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, turn this up a little bit.
He's afraid to die.
He's afraid to be dead. Now, see, Priest Bob, this is good stuff.
That's good country. Once my
eulogy's been read, don't spread my ashes out to sea. Don't lay me down to rest. Oh, this is good stuff right here.
Good stuff. You can put my mind at ease if you fill my last request. What is that, Joe?
Prop me up. Beside the jukebox till I die. Everybody sing along out there.
I want to go to heaven, but I don't want to go tonight.
Fill my booze up with sand.
Put a stiff drink in my hand.
Prop me up beside the jukebox till I die. What's Neil McCoy saying? He's got to hang on Snoopy. Yeah.
Shake. Whole lot of shake.
There it is. This is Neil McCoy?
Yeah.
I'm fired up for the Mercer County
Fair. Here we go. Let's go to the van.
Neil McCoy's 100 years old.
My wife loves him.
She likes
night
him.
Jeans. She likes him night jeans.
Your wife,
jeans.
She's got some issues.
Issues.
She's got issues. Yeah. Fancy.
This might be a love song by Neil McCoy. I know the song, but I don't know his version of it.
Tickets to the Merce County Fair is $54 for these guys.
Can't beat it.
If you want in the party pit, track seats are $43.71.
You were in the party pit that one year with Jerry Allen.
Let's see if this is a...
Neil McCoy has sold over 6 million records. He's got 15 albums, 25 singles, 3 platinum.
He's big. Yep.
So this is a Neil McCoy song. It might be a love song.
Wait a minute. Then you can tell me goodbye.
Yeah.
Then you can tell me goodbye.
Pop version of that,
but
40 years ago is the Casinos.
His number one song.
Years ago.
His number one song of all time is Billy Got His Beer Goggles On.
He does got the beer goggles on. He's
feeling great. Come on now. Let's go.
Everybody now. He's on the
dance floor yelling Free Bird.
Oh, let's
let's go. They should promote us, have us promote the sale. Kidding me?
What?
Joe Diffie sings John Deere Green.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? This is the greatest fair.
Ever.
Stark County can bite it. We gonna get put on probation for saying that?
Yeah, we're done.
This is big. Yeah. What song's this?
The one you just asked about. Man, move it up a little.
Oh, we're skipping it. Yep.
Can't find the talky part.
On yon deer green.
Like a hand and a glove.
Oh, yeah.
They are together, ain't they?
On a
that's classic. From their
front yard. Nature, get us in. Let's go. He's had 12 number one hits, Joe Diffie.
Joe Diffie?
Think about that.
One that that rockers played a few times on Rockin' with Rocker.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you, this is some good stuff. Well, where are you going, Reese? Reese is leaving today.
Reese
to the sidewalk.
Not an analyst anymore in this country. Was a pickup truck.
I was cruising the town and the first girl okay, so we're going to Mercer County Fair.
Reese, you got to be diverse.
Reese got to open her up, brother.
Little Joe Diffie, little Ed Sheeran. I can do her all.
Here's what I'm saying. If Reese would have opened up his music, he would have made the All-Mac theme.
Yeah, that's what it was.
I bet that's it.
Yeah. Could have been.
Yeah.
We got Friso on next week.
Friso boys coming in. They're doing a great job.
About a pickup, man. Joe Diffie also has a song, a love song. No, he's got a love song that I used to sing all the time.
Joe Diffie?
Yep. Let me see what we got.
Blue Man and Glue. I never have to wait in
line at the popcorn stand. Popcorn stand.
Like about a pickup, man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down the hill.
Anybody else ain't heard of these songs? He sang a duet with Jody Messina. I met all my wives in traffic jams. You just something women like about a pickup man. Newsboys at Mercer County Fair.
Yep.
Come out. Quiet Riot with Autograph. Gee whiz. BMI's got a lot of big stuff, the indoor speedway.
Yeah. We do a lot.
But we want to make sure that we get out of here. Fee, a good time tonight. Good luck this weekend, brother. Yeah.
Let's get her done. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. Big wedding.
Going to be a fun wedding.
You getting your nails or anything done? You getting massage?
Yeah, I'll probably get my hair done.
Get his nails done.
All four of them.
I think you deserve a massage.
Yeah, I'll have one.
Huh? I want to get a pedicure.
Okay.
Pedicure?
What do they do to your toes? What's that called?
That's pedicure.
I want to get one of those. Yeah. What do you do to your nails?
Manicure.
I want one of those too.
You got it.
Yep.
Yeah.
But right now I can't do nothing because my hemorrhoids are so bad. Oh.
Dude, that's bad.
Oh, you can't believe how bad they are.
Well, I don't think any of us wanted to know.
They're terrible.
Okay.
They're horrible. You ever had hemorrhoids?
I don't think so.
Well, you're lucky. These are addies. Which way are you going?
They're terrible. They're out. They're dude, everywhere.
They're coming out.
They ain't got nothing to do with farting.
It's the same place.
No, it ain't. Yeah. But it's a muscle or something.
It's a vein.
Okay.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. You blew a vein. You blew a vein.
I blew a vein.
Yeah.
Once you blow me, you're in trouble.
Well, I got one. I got trouble. Today, I went home and just... I couldn't move.
Can we talk about Ricky or something?
Oh, we're talking about my roids.
No.
Peace, Adam.
A lot of people have had a lot of things that we don't have to talk about.
Listen. People want to listen. They want to hear this stuff.
I'm really sure they don't.
Our listeners is at an all-time high right now.
Okay. I just don't think that's what they're after.
Wait a minute. Where'd you go?
He left for a minute. He's not gone.
What happened? You don't walk out on the show.
It's okay.
No.
It's okay, Bubba.
It's not. I don't walk out on Bubba and Fee's show. Okay. Presented by Wayne Street Market.
Wayne Street Market.
How many years have been doing this?
About four?
Three and a half, yeah.
Seven?
We're almost due for Marconi.
Yep.
Marconi?
Yep. Marconi Award.
Can we get one?
Yeah.
I'll get
you some macaroni.
Whatever it takes.
And a donut.
Yep.
Do you think anybody listens anymore?
No. Well, not in the last 5 minutes.
He dogged until he passed out.
Once we started talking about your problem.
I am not a fan of Pete Dog.
I
hate Toby Metzger.
Toby.
Although Toby Metzger's kid is cute as a button.
He is.
That little fart smell, he just runs all over the place up there last night. God, he's cute. Thank God he looks like his mom.
Yep.
Because Toby's ugly. He's butt ugly. I mean, seriously, Toby Metzger's an ugly...
He's not ugly.
He's not pretty.
Well, no, he's not pretty, no. And I'm pretty sure he wouldn't want to be pretty.
He's just not good looking. Is he in Cody's wedding?
I don't know. He's going.
I just don't like Toby.
Yeah, because he's usually right and you're usually wrong.
Well, I'll argue with him.
Yeah.
He's a good arguer.
He's a good arguer.
Yeah. Because he thinks about his stuff before he says it.
What's that supposed to mean?
He's a good...
What do you insinuate?
I'm insinuating that you think about your stuff and he thinks about his stuff.
I don't ever think.
Oh.
Off the cuff, baby.
You got it. Wing it.
Let her fly.
You absolutely have to wing it.
Let her fly.
I'll argue with Reese.
Yep.
I'll argue with you. Did you see Shaq and Barkley argue? Was that awesome?
Oh, I would love to see that. Oh, my God. That had to be something.
They're both right.
They're both crazy.
But I love the argument. They were at it.
Oh, they were heated.
Going at it. What was that? It was basketball, I'm sure. NBAs or...
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was something to do with DeMar DeRozan got benched. And Chuck says that the coach of the Toronto has to mend that relationship with the star player.
Yeah.
And Shaq says, no, you don't. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. He said, I didn't get along with Pat Riley. And we won 3 championships. And then Barkley said, you're stupid. They got to get... And they go back and forth.
Is that right?
And they're yelling. And they shove, shove, shove. And Shaq says, I got 3 of these, bub. He said, the only reason you won is because you rode the coattails of Kobe. And and he said, I was the league champion, MVP, 3 years. Look, Google it, Chuck. It was good. I mean, it was well worth... That show's the best show.
That is funny.
I mean, them guys are just great. They are great. But tomorrow we start baseball. We got the St. Mary's. Get one more practice game in before, baby.
One more practice game. Friday night we go. Yep.
Starts up.
Girls fired up tomorrow night.
Good luck to the girls.
Girls, let's go.
Oh, yes.
That'd be sectional championship, right?
Let them win a bunch of games.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
That would be. Get them girls a sectional title.
Yeah, yep. Awesome. Just real quick before we go, let's see what Rick has to say about it.
Reggie?
Come on, Brent and my boys. Just like last year, win, win, win. Beat them Covington Buccaneers. Let's go, Indians. Beat them bad.
Win, 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 baby.
Yes, sir. Win, win, win.
You are listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station.
FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.